Environmental groups spent big on the midterm elections with varying degrees of success. Things are looking decidedly more red than blue or green in the Washington State Senate. In Oregon, however, environmentalists are rejoicing. KUOW's Ashley Ahern has the story for EarthFix.
Environmental groups spent more than $1 million trying to get three Democrats elected to the Washington Senate and came up empty-handed. Republican candidates took all three seats. In the state house, Republicans gained ground as well. That puts Governor Jay Inslee in an increasingly challenging position when it comes to advancing his environmental agenda. The governor wants to put a price on carbon and institute a low-carbon fuel standard. For that, he needs the legislature's approval. The governor seemed kind of down when he addressed a room of reporters Wednesday, but he stressed the need for bipartisanship.
All parties are going to need to compromise, including myself. All parties are going to have to accept what they consider imperfect solutions. So I'm going to urge people to come to Olympia with that mindset. And if they have that mindset, I believe we will succeed.
In Oregon, the path ahead is looking a bit greener, if you ask environmental groups. The Dems increased their majority in the Senate after securing one seat and retaking another. That has conservation groups optimistic about moving ahead on legislation supporting clean fuels and disclosure of chemicals in children's products. At a party for Democrats in Portland on election night, Doug Moore was excited. Moore is the executive director of the Oregon League of Conservation Voters.
With an additional Senate seat, it opens up a realm of possibility that, you know, gives us the opportunity to really take this to the next level. Our ultimate objective here is to price carbon in Oregon. And maybe having 18 seats in the Senate gives us that opportunity.
Last year, the governors of Oregon and Washington announced that they would work together to limit CO2 emissions at the regional level with California and British Columbia. So far, Washington Governor Jay Inslee has faced strong opposition on that from Republicans. That's unlikely to change after Tuesday's election. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.